Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the PeopleStack, please check out our webinar at thepeoplestack.com/webinar. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts our clients have used to command 200K plus salaries as tech managers while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. Without further ado, please enjoy today's episode. Hello again, PeopleStack tribe. Hello, PeopleStack family. The question of the week is, will your tech career fix itself? Will it fix itself next month, next year? And for those of you who are watching this live or watching the video, you see the lights and the stockings hung by the chimney with care. So it is almost Christmas time when I'm recording this. And so when you're listening to this, it may be end of December, it may be beginning of January, it may be, you know, you may be listening to this later at a different point. And so while this is a poignant topic, I just want to wait until next month. I just want to wait until next year. It's 2019. I just want to wait till next decade. Things will be better next decade, right? Things will be better in 2020 than they were in 2019 and 2018. And so it's a really important question to ask yourself and dig deep if you want to upgrade your tech career, if you want to finally earn that promotion to director or VP, if you want to finally break the 100K a year barrier, the 150K a year barrier, and move into 200K a year plus. If you really want to finally do that and get recognized for the value that you're adding as a technical leader, a really important question is, will my tech career fix itself? Because I know that the reason that a lot of you are listening or watching right now is because there's something that's not working. There's something that's broken in your tech career right now. And it may be just a little bug, but that little bug can be causing so much frustration, so much anger, so much worry, so much fear, so much shame. Or it may be broken in much bigger ways, like needs a complete overhaul. You need to go from V2.0 to like V5.0, and you need to do it yesterday. There's something that's not working in your tech career right now, or else you wouldn't be taking the time to listen to this, to watch this. But is it going to fix itself? And what's interesting is, and this happens to all of us, this happens to many of our prospective clients that we talk with, and it's happened to a lot of our most successful clients as well. Our clients who have extremely successfully upgraded their careers, you know, have gone from tech lead to manager to VP in a matter of 7 to 9 months, who have earned 20, 30, 40% raises in a matter of 6 months, who have negotiated work from home arrangements, who have gone on the job market and gotten a new job that's like an up-level job in a new, completely new city within 3 months with a 25% raise to boot. We've had a lot of amazing success stories. But where a lot of them started out was thinking that their tech career was going to fix itself. And what's interesting about this, as committed, smart, badass technical professionals, you don't do this with your work stuff, right? When something at work goes wrong, when something at work isn't working, like if you're on a project, designing a product, designing a software program, or if you're running a team and something isn't working, like there's some evidence of even just like the tiniest of bugs, whether it's a bug in the code, whether it's a bug in the way that your team is might be relating to one another. It's a bug that a client or a customer might report, like something in the product might not be working well. Or if you see a bug that's in the organization, like, what's going on? The CEO is doing something weird now. Why is he talking about, like, the potential for hiring a bunch of new people when we clearly don't have the budget for that, or whatever it is? Something just doesn't seem right. You know, your spider sense turns on, even for the smaller things, but especially for the bigger things. If bigger things aren't working at work, you don't just say, I hope it'll get better. Next month, it'll get better. It'll fix itself. And one of the biggest distinctions that our clients have had, once we show them the step-by-step process, our proven systems and strategies to upgrading their tech careers. So it's like, oh, wow, cool. This is great. I love the process. I love having the step-by-step. And I love the fact that it's customizable and I can apply it to my team, to my career. But like the biggest overarching distinction is, wow, I never even thought to get strategic about my career the same way that I already do get strategic about my projects at work. And they realize, oh, wow, I've just kind of been hoping that this was going to fix itself. I've just been kind of sitting in the back seat, being reactive or not even active at all, right? We talk about the difference between being proactive and reactive, but what often, sadly, but outside of our awareness, often happens when with our careers is that we're certainly not proactive. But we're not even reactive either, because reactive would mean if something's not working, you're going to do something to fix it. You're not just going to hope that it'll get better next year. 2020 is the magic year. Sadly, what often happens is we're not active at all. We do nothing. And it can be like many of the other truth bombs that I've shared with you. It can be a tough truth bomb, a tough pill to swallow. But look, once you realize that, oh, wow, I haven't really even been active in strategizing for my tech career. I've just been hoping that things will get better. Then you put the past in the past and you say, let's fix it. Let's fix this once and for all. I've now finally realized that the main thing that isn't working for me in my tech career is that I haven't even been working on it in a strategic, systematic way. And so the way that this can show up, sometimes it's in obvious ways. So like some of you, I can feel your heads nodding through the internet right now. Like for some of you, you're like, yeah, you're right. I am so strategic at work. I take such careful care and planning for my projects at work. And when something, even the most minuscule of things aren't working, we get on top of it right then and there and we collect some data and we make sure we prevent it in the future. But when it comes to my career, I don't do that. So then now's the time to fix it and to do that and to be more strategic and systematic when it comes to your career. But sometimes this shows up in much more subtle ways. To give a couple of examples. So for some of you, you're on the job market and upgrading your career means landing that next job. You know, potentially you're unemployed and so you want a job, you need a job, but more so you want a job and you want to land that next job that's really going to up-level your career. You don't want to settle. You know, maybe some of you are, you have a job in, maybe it's out there that you're going to be leaving because you're like, I'm done. I've given all I can here. Thank you. But I'm moving on and you're on the job market publicly, but you also may be on the job market kind of privately as well. Maybe you've told a trusted few people in your network and you're secretly, soon to be not so secretly on the job market looking for that next job. Maybe you're looking to move to a different location. Maybe you're not. And it's really just about, escaping a toxic culture at your current company, a toxic boss or whatever that might be, or maybe it's just there's no room for growth. There's no room for upward mobility where you are right now. You've given all you can. They've given it all that they can, and you've decided you're on the job market. So you're, as I would often say, at least a 6, if not a 7, 8, 9, or 10 on the job market. You're not just dabbling. You're not just like, yeah, of course, like if something falls into my lap, in that sense, we're kind of always in the on the job market, right? But you are like really, like, I've decided I'm going to do this. Like, and you're full out and you're networking and you're going on interviews, or at least you're trying to. You're trying to get interviews and you're trying to move that forward. So, I mean, that's a great thing to congratulate yourself for, by the way, is that decision to go on the job market, because that's something that a lot of people struggle with and kind of sit on the fence for way too long. And sitting on the fence for way too long is painful. It's a pain in the ass to sit on the fence for way too long. So congratulations to you for moving to the other side of that fence. I'm on the job market. I'm going to find that next big, awesome, hell yes job. But even though you may have made that decision, you still may be kind of playing this hope strategy. Oh, it'll just fix itself. It'll just happen. One way that this shows up in a big way when you're on the job market is what I like to call, actually what one of my former clients used to call, and I told him I'm stealing that because that's a great phrase. It happens so often. It's networking by accident. So we all know that networking, connecting with other people, is going to be one of the key aspects of winning on the job market. Your ability to network and your ability to network effectively is going to determine the likelihood that you are going to win on the job market and land that hell yes job. That hell yes job being the one that you feel awesome about, you're not settling, and it's at a great salary as well. Your ability to network is going to be directly affect that. So in other words, if you're just networking and you're not doing it effectively and you're just doing it by accident, it's going to drastically decrease your chances of finding that hell yes job. It's going to drastically increase your chances of just settling or taking forever to land that next job. So networking by accident. Are you doing that? Are you guilty of that? Yeah, I go to some events. Yeah, sure, I meet up with some coffee. I meet up with some friends for coffee from time to time. Oh yeah, I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn and I'm like looking, and maybe I click apply every once in a while. But is that targeted networking? Is that networking with a purpose, or is that just networking by accident? I'll give you 3 guesses. The first 2 don't count. And there's only 2 choices there, so it's super easy. Right? That's networking by accident. Oh, yeah, I go to some events, and some of them work, and some of them don't. And do you actually share that you're on the job market? Oh, sometimes I do, or sometimes I don't. Are you actually connecting with decision makers who are actually hiring? Maybe sometimes. Oh, whatever. That's networking by accident. Right. And that's the it'll fix itself strategy. People will come to me. It'll land in my lap. It's another way that this kind of shows up, or that you can frame it, is it's the job will land in my lap strategy. And what's dangerous here is this has worked for a lot of you in the past. It's worked. Jobs just landed in my lap. I didn't have to do anything. But then what happens is you can't bank on that strategy because it doesn't always work. Yeah, sometimes it does, but you might as well just go to the casino and play craps. You might as well just go to the casino and pull the bar on the, what is that called? Those machines, the jackpot machines, whatever they are. I don't do it, so I don't know what they're called. I watch everybody else as their purses slowly get smaller and smaller and go to the house, because the house always wins. You might as well just play craps, you know? Job's just going to fall in my lap. Sometimes it might, but is that really, when we're talking about something as important as your career, that's as important to you as up-leveling your career and having more of an impact and having that chance to really build a legacy that you know you're capable of building. Do you want to leave that to chance? Oh, it's just going to fall in my lap? No, I know you don't. The same thing happens, by the way, for those of you who want to level up internally. In other words, you're working for a great company. You don't want to leave. You're in a great place, you know, location-wise and organization-wise. It's just that you want that opportunity to level up from a manager to a senior manager or to a director or to a VP, something like that. And you know that there are opportunities to do that. There may even be opportunities abound. It just hasn't happened yet. And you're doing the same thing. You're waiting for it to fall into your lap. Oh, I hope 2020 is the year my boss is finally going to give me that promotion. Next month, it's going to fix itself. They're going to give me that promotion. It's going to fall into my lap. And the reason that we find out about this is because, again, we talk with clients, prospective clients, but also friends of ours who are in the tech industry. Like, a lot of people ask me, by the way, you know, why did you land on helping tech managers? Why did you niche down in that direction? That's where all our friends are. You know, like, we're tech. We are tech through and through. Like, that's our life. So a lot of our friends tell us this too, where we have conversations with them. Because, like, a lot of friends, like, at parties, they'll try to get, like, free coaching from us, free career tidbits. We give them the same thing that we give the prospects, by the way, which is we're not here to give you Band-Aids, right? I can't, like, it would be me committing malpractice if I were to, like, say that I can solve your problem after hearing your problem for 30 seconds, right? But we have conversations, you know, they're mind-opening conversations to really just, you know, get our friends and prospective clients to move in the right direction without committing that malpractice or just giving out Band-Aids, because we want to get to the core of the issue. But we find out about this because it's, you know, a typical conversation that we would have with someone who needs help would go something like, especially if you want to level up internally, would go something like, oh, okay, so you want a promotion. You're currently a manager and there's at least a couple, or you know that there's a director level position opening up soon, or your boss has hinted at that, or there's some situation surrounding you where it's like, yeah, there's definitely a possibility. There's definitely a very good possibility that you can, that there's a promotion for you. And so then we ask, okay, well, that's great. So when's the last time you had a conversation with your boss about wanting that promotion? So in our last one-on-one, we talked about this project and, you know, it's really making a lot of great progress and he knows what value I'm adding. And when's the last time you actually asked your boss or told your boss, I want that promotion, and asked him, what do I need to do to get it? I never did it. That's the hope method of getting a promotion. That's, it'll fall into my lap. That's, it'll fix itself. My boss is just going to give me a promotion. And I don't have to, without me ever saying anything. It's promotion by accident. And again, some of you have been battlefield promoted. You've been promoted by accident. So you think it's going to work again. And again, sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. Do you want to play crafts with your career? Right? How is your boss supposed to help you and advocate for you in helping to get that promotion for you when he or she doesn't even know, when you haven't even told that person that that's something that you're really excited about doing and are ready to do? But here's the thing. Once you come to this realization of, yeah, wow, I want to be more active. I want to be proactive in strategizing about my career. I don't want to network by accident anymore. I don't want to try to get a promotion by accident by anymore. I don't want to just cross my fingers and hope that it'll all work out, because I don't want to do that anymore. Maybe it'll fix itself. I don't want to do that. I don't want to just cross my fingers and hope that my career will fix itself in the next month, in the next year. But the rub is how? How do I do this? I didn't even know that there was such help available to help me strategize and build systems and get the support so that I can do this much more proactively at all. And that's what we're here for. So if you've been listening to this and this has been resonating with you and you're saying, you know what, I have been doing this. I don't want to just keep asking myself the question, will my career fix itself? I hope my career will fix itself. I want to be in the driver's seat in my career and I need some help to do that. Then it's time to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. On that call, we're going to get absolutely clear. You're going to leave that call with 100% clarity. You're going to get so much value out of this conversation because you're going to get clear on what's not working in your career right now. Also, exactly where you want to go. What dream do you want to build? Not just your dream career, that's part of it, but also your dream life as well. And you're going to have a strategy to get there. That's what you're going to leave that call with. And if we're 100% confident that we can help you get there, then we're going to talk about what that would look like. We'll give you a custom tailored plan with all of the details, including the financial commitment and the time commitment. And then we can talk and we can discuss and you can make a decision whether or not you want our expert help in order to move forward and really advance in your career much more proactively than you have been in the past. But if we're not 100% confident that we can help you, we're still going to steer you in the direction toward building that dream career so that you can get there, so that you can reach your career goals, so you can build that dream career. That's what these calls are about. So it's thepeoplestack.com/book. The message of the day is ask yourself the question, will my tech career fix itself? Be honest with yourself. It's not. It's not going to fix itself. So if it's not going to fix itself, then what's next? How do I fix it? How do I take action to systematically and strategically build my dream career? So that's it for the day, folks. Talk to you again really, really soon.
And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.